This is Constance Hardesty for the American Animal Hospital Association's Trends Magazine. I'm interviewing Ken Yagi. Ken is a national leader in the Veterinary Nursing Initiative, past president of the National Association of Veterinary Technicians in America, NAVTA, program director of the RECOVER Initiative, which is developing international guidelines for how CPR should be performed, and chief veterinary nursing officer for the Veterinary Emergency Group, which you'll hear Ken refer to by its acronym, VEG. This podcast is part of a larger project to tell the inspiring stories of several veterinary technician leaders. Just in time for National Veterinary Technician Week, you'll find all those interviews in the October 2021 issue of Trends Magazine. Ken, let's talk a little bit about your career. You've recently taken a role as the chief veterinary nursing officer for a group of 20 emergency practices. So I wonder if you could talk a little bit about what your vision is and what you intend to achieve in that role.
Yes, it's certainly a new role with the organization, but it's also a new role for the field that I don't know of any other chief veterinary nursing officers in a large company that exists. And so as I came into this role, that's one of the first questions that I asked myself is, I do know that there are issues to be addressed that I want to address for the profession. I want to be able to influence change through this role, through VEG, at VEG as well, but through VEG as well for the rest of the industry. And so the question was, how do I do this? And so that definitely was a question. My mission statement is to reimagine emergency veterinary nursing, as we all know that it needs reimagining right now. And there's three key pillars that I work off of. One is that we're going to be the paradigm of emergency nursing. Two is that nursing is going to be a lifelong career. And three is that we're going to inspire the field of veterinary nursing. And when it comes to becoming the paradigm of emergency nursing, we're talking about setting standards and bringing in best practices that actually work and help the patients out. We're going to be defining and mastering nursing care competencies that is needed for that to happen. And the part that I'm really excited about and I keep wanting to put into the forefront is that we're also going to help create and model what the practice of nursing actually looks like in veterinary medicine, because I don't think that that's been done very well in a concrete manner in the field so far, that there's concepts of nursing within different programs and that we bring in and we talk about, but we probably need to create more of a concrete picture of what that actually looks like. And so that pillar is really about the clinical elevation of our profession. The second part, I think, equally important is that nursing should be a lifelong career. Anyone from any stage of their career should be able to come into a VEG or into this profession and be able to grow through it along a certain pathway that it can be visualized. And through it, that people should have financial security, mental health, physical health, and each and every day of their time that they're spending in this profession, they should be able to feel that they are making a difference. And there's a lot of things, activity going on surrounding that. And then the third point is that we're going to inspire the field of veterinary nursing by being the voice for the profession. We're going to have leaders emerge amongst us that's going to be sitting at the table of discussion and debate on what the future of veterinary nursing is going to look like. And we'll want to be regarded as experts and leaders in all the advancements and innovations that are going on with the veterinary nursing field. And so that's kind of like the nutshell of what my mission and vision looks like.
So that's big.
Certainly big. And so then the next question is, what are the kinds of things that need to happen in order to do so, right? So I can tell you that one of the first steps that we took was to really look at the one issue that people continue to bring up, but isn't solved, right? Which is pay. That people in our profession deserve to be paid more. And I think that a lot of us have heard the conversation surrounding how valuable veterinary technicians or veterinary nurses are in our field, yet our pay just doesn't reflect it. And there are people having multiple jobs and trying to make ends meet and those kinds of things still going on. And so we decided to hit that. And when I mentioned that the way that we approach these conversations issues is to just take a look at and say, what's the right thing to do here? That's the conversation that we had. Can we pay our people like human nurses? And the answer was, yes, we can. And so we made those changes. And so now I think there was a recent press release that went out in terms of our veterinary technicians, credentialed veterinary technicians, which we employ as veterinary nurses at VEG. They will start at $23 an hour at the lowest end, lowest cost of living area, all the way up to $40.50. And if you're a VTS, we're paying them $38 an hour to $48.50 an hour. And so that is an unheard of amount in terms of what people can make as working on the floor technicians. And so that's just one thing that we put in there. But we also know that we need to create more and more credentialed individuals to continue elevating the profession. And so we put together a credential support program that provides full tuition reimbursement. We pay for all the examination and licensing fees. We also provide a $5,000 bonus at the end of all of that, that once they become licensed, they receive that bonus and they will receive that pay increase if they are credentialed. And so I guess we clearly set a pay band difference between credentialed and non-credentialed individuals. But we also want to provide the people who haven't had the opportunity to become credentialed to become credentialed, because I think that's one of the issues that we have in our field today is that people don't get paid well enough to be able to go to school to get the credentials that they want in order to do their job better. And so we're sort of like breaking that negative cycle.
Thank you for this conversation. It's been very enlightening. We've covered a lot of material. In closing, I'd just like to say that there's a lot going on right now in the veterinary technician front. And it's people like you and some other people that we've interviewed for Trends Magazine that are really making a difference. So thank you.
Well, thank you for reaching out.
If you'd like to read the interview with Ken Yagi and with other veterinary technician leaders, you'll find them all in the October 2021 issue of Trends Magazine.